Last month, Sarah Arnold won the first ever gold for Team USA in the 2020 Women's World Gliding Championship in Australia. Sarah lives in Polk County, Tennessee, where she owns and operates the Chilawi Gliderport near Benton, and she stopped by Scenic Roots.
Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get into gliding?
Well, I learned to fly when I was 13, not in gliders. And then several years later, I got into gliding here at the Chilhowee Gliderport.
And you were born in Wisconsin, but you grew up in British Columbia.
That's correct.
And that's where you learned to fly?
Yeah, I learned in an ultralight up there.
What was that experience like?
I mean, I'm pretty fortunate that young being able to do that. I was lucky that my parents were into it and a close family friend took an interest in me. I actually grew up on the farm and called this person Uncle Leroy growing up, and he taught me everything on the farm growing up. And, you know, when I was seven, I was driving tractors and raking hay. And when I was a little older, I was baling and stuff like that. So when I was 13, he taught me to fly the ultralight. It was just one more piece of equipment, but way more fun.
And what brought you to Tennessee?
Originally, I came here and I worked at a group home for troubled teenage boys that's now closed, but it was up in near Calhoun. And fortunately, that wasn't very far away from the Gliderport.
And for 15 years now, you have owned that Gliderport.
Yeah, that's correct. I started out there while I was still working at Avant Home, towing gliders, and then had the opportunity to take over the business.
And you were 24 when you took it over.
Yeah, we're not really sure, but at the time we claimed that I was the youngest commercial glider operator in the country, and that was probably true.
What was something you learned from running a business devoted to something that you love to do?
When you take the thing that you really love and then you turn it into your work, it's pretty hard to keep that thing as something that you love that much. And for me, racing gliders, a few times a year I run off and go fly gliders, and that keeps the challenge alive for me and keeps it exciting and fun and real, and I come back and then it's fun again.
And some of the places I've seen where you have flown, we're talking New Mexico, we're talking Colorado.
My first big expedition gliding was in New Mexico, and at that time I was able to fly cross-country my first time 500 kilometers, so that was exciting. I guess the glider racing, it wasn't that long after that I started flying glider racing, and my first time going internationally was down to Argentina. I was the first woman to represent the U.S., and this contest I just came back from was the Women's World Championship, but I kind of, at the time, I felt like because there aren't as many of us women that are competing in the U.S., I didn't really want to just go to the women's worlds because I was one of the few women competing in the U.S. So I made the regular team first, and I flew in Argentina on the regular team and then started competing in women's championships.
And then tell us more about the competition you just participated in and won.
Well, this was my third women's world championship. It was in Lake Keepit, Australia. Of course, an area that has been really suffering with drought for the last couple of years. It's pretty much straight north of Sydney, Australia, and across the Great Dividing Range. So although it's north, it feels like you went west. Beautiful area, lots of mountains and desert and just a little bit of everything. They have a beautiful forest there. It's called the Pilliga. And the glider pilots, when we went there the first time, they told us about this great Pilliga forest. And we were like, yeah, it's a patch of trees. And then we went out and flew along the Pilliga. It looks like the ocean of trees. You can't see the other side. That's a place that you wouldn't go in the glider because you can't land in trees. You have to land in fields. So that was kind of a neat feature there.
How often do you get away to compete?
At least the last 5 years, probably the last 10 years, I've really been on a mission to try to get better as a glider pilot in competitions. So part of, for me, it's about choosing the best contest that, and I guess when I say best contest, I mean like the ones that will be the most challenging. I don't necessarily choose the ones that would be the easiest to win, but the ones that I feel like I would learn the most from. So that's been definitely part of my philosophy the last few years, is trying to get better as fast as I can.
How do you think you've gotten better in these competitions over time?
Well, every one you learn something, and I guess you learn the most from your mistakes. So, you know, you go out there, and I've had some pretty big heartbreakers. And that first world championship, I landed out early on one of the contest tasks and just saw all my dreams just disappear at that point. And so those experiences, kind of they all build together, you know. And this time, the last day, there was this long final glide, and I didn't know for about 45 minutes, I didn't know if I was going to make it home or not. And so during that glide, I had to like accept that I may not make it and that might be the end of the dream for me. Realize that either way, I was going to be okay. Drawing from past experience, last year I had a similar situation. I tried to save it and tried to go find a thermal so I could make sure I was okay. And then I lost a lot of points very fast. So, you know, I knew from my past experience to just keep on going. I was always in a safe situation and just, you know, believe it would work out. And it did. So there's a little bit of chance in this. That's what makes it exciting and not just a boring sport.
Where and how are you thinking of challenging yourself next?
Well, my next one, I'm going to the World Championships in Germany this summer, and this is the regular ones, again, not the women's ones, competing in a two-seat glider over there. So I've been practicing with my partner for a couple of years, getting ready for that, and pretty excited. It's going to be fun.
Where can people go online to follow your competitions and to follow the business?
Well, for the competitions, probably the best place is the ussoaringteams.org. And then also the Soaring Society of America covers a lot of that. And then the business, Chilhowee Gliderport, Benton, Tennessee. Tennessee Glider Rides probably get you there.
Okay. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.